I thought I would start with a very brief history of cities. Settlements typically began with people clustered around a well, and the size of that settlement was roughly the distance you could walk with a pot of water on your head. In fact, if you fly over Germany, for example, and you look down and you see these hundreds of little villages, they're all about a mile apart. You needed easy access to the fields. And for hundreds, even thousands of years, the home was really the center of life. Life was very small for most people. It was a center of entertainment, of energy production, of work, a center of healthcare. That's where babies were born and people died. Then with industrialization, everything started to become centralized. You had dirty factories that were moved to the outskirts of cities. Production was centralized in assembly plants. You had centralized energy production. Learning took place in schools. Healthcare took place in hospitals. And then you had networks that developed. You had water, sewer networks that allowed for this kind of unchecked expansion. You had separated functions increasingly. You had rail networks that connected residential, industrial, commercial areas. You had auto networks. In fact, the model was really give everybody a car, build roads to everything, and give people a place to park when they get there. It was not a very functional model. And we still live in that world, and this is what we end up with. So you have the sprawl of L.A., the sprawl of Mexico City. You have these unbelievable new cities in China, which you might call tower sprawl. They're all building cities on the model that we invented in the 50s and 60s, which is really obsolete, I would argue. And there are hundreds and hundreds of new cities that are being planned all over the world. In China alone, 300 million people, some say 400 million people, will move to the city over the next 15 years. That means building the entire equivalent of the entire built infrastructure of the U.S. in 15 years. Imagine that. And we should all care about this, whether you live in cities or not. Cities will account for 90% of the population growth, 80% of the global CO2, 75% of energy use. But at the same time, it's where people want to be increasingly. More than half the people now in the world live in cities, and that will just continue to escalate. Cities are places of celebration, personal expression. You have the flash mobs of pillow fights that I've been to a couple. They're quite fun. You have... Cities are where most of the wealth is created, and particularly in the developing world is where women find opportunities. That's a lot of the reason why cities are growing very quickly. Now, there's some trends that will impact cities. First of all, work is becoming distributed and mobile. The office building is basically obsolete for doing private work. The home, once again, because of distributed computation, communication, is becoming a center of life. So it's a center of production and learning and shopping and healthcare and all of these things that we used to think of as taking place outside of the home. And increasingly, everything that people buy, every consumer product, in one way or another, can be personalized. And that's a very important trend to think about. So this is my image of the city of the future. In that it's a place for people, you know, maybe not the way people dress, but the question now is, how can we have all the good things that we identify with cities without all the bad things? This is Bangalore. It took me a couple of hours to get a few miles in Bangalore last year. So with cities, you also have congestion and pollution and disease and all these negative things. How can we have the good stuff without the bad? So we went back and started looking at the great cities that evolved before the cars. Paris was a series of these little villages that came together, and you still see that structure today. The 20 arrondissements of Paris are these little neighborhoods. Most of what people need in life can be within a 5 or 10 minute walk. And if you look at the data, when you have that kind of a structure, you get a very even distribution of the shops and the physicians and the pharmacies and the cafes in Paris. And then you look at cities that evolved after the automobile, and it's not that kind of a pattern. There's very little that's within a 5 minute walk of most areas of places like Pittsburgh. Not to pick on Pittsburgh, but most American cities really have evolved this way.